Hi, Journey Church. This is Kevin. So we set course and we're navigating a new season and we're going to do that together. And as we do that, let's rejoice in the truth that what is in front of us is actually an opportunity. We can do some things differently as we go forward. Tim and I actually were discussing how times like this give us the opportunity to assess our lives. If, in fact, we take a moment to actually do that. Usually we take quick inventory of what is most important and we create a new normal. And we do it as quickly as possible because we want to get back to normal. We love our routines. They help keep us safe. There's something about a routine that gives us an inward feeling of control. Even during the aftermath of job changes or moving, we make it through the moment and then we create a new normal. Life changes, but we make it manageable and safe and predictable until something else happens that disrupts our current routine. I was thinking about one of those biggest disruptions in my life for all the people around me was the Y2K thing. Back in 1999, the fear and the predictions of catastrophe were all over the place. And people were stockpiling guns and food and fear ruled the day. But midnight struck, 1999 into 2000, a new century dawned, and the fear subsided. A new century. And we quickly moved on. We created a new normal. The fear passed. And the reality is, the fear of this is going to pass as well. But we will create new routines. And routines in and of themselves are not good or bad. For us as followers of Jesus, routines can serve us to create rhythms of connection with God, or they can serve us to keep God at arm's length. It is really how we design our routines that matter. Our routines make it easy to miss Jesus in the everyday. It fascinates me that people miss Jesus when he was right in front of them. If you read the Gospels, you see it over and over again. But there's a story in Luke 4, and it's the encounter with his hometown. They knew Jesus as the son of Joseph, and they had pretty much decided who Jesus was. It is hard to change your view of someone, especially if you've known them since they were a boy. Jesus was the son of a carpenter. And what we see is he comes into Nazareth, and he does what is normal. Verse 16, he went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day, he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. So he sits down, he reads this scroll, and makes a great claim of being a prophet, just like Elijah. And he lets them know a prophet is not accepted in their hometown. In essence, he's calling out his hometown. And in doing so, there's a reaction. Might be an overreaction, but in verses 28 through 30, all the people in the synagogue were furious when they heard this. They got up, drove him out of town, and took him to the brow of a hill on which the town was built in order to throw him off the cliff. But he walked right through the crowd and went on his way. When God showed up in the flesh, people couldn't see him. Either they weren't looking for him, or he didn't show up in a way they expected. A couple of thoughts. God is always showing up in our everyday. Are you looking for him? Where do you see him? I just want to tell you that you need to look for him in the quiet moments of your routine. You can listen for him in the whisper of a song of a bird, or the breathing of a person or a pet, because life is on display and he is the author of all life and breath. Look for him in the disruption of your routine. Look for him when you don't expect him. When our jobs are on furlough and our freedom of movement is severely limited, how can we see God in the disruptions? Is this an opportunity for us to really see God in these moments? I'm sure that God is standing right in front of us and ready to answer our biggest questions. Like, why did this happen? How does this change the way I live out my faith? How am I going to make ends meet? Who can I help during this time? I don't know about you, but my life has been completely disrupted and I am creating a whole new routine. But this time, instead of looking for control, I'm looking for Jesus. Jesus, help us in this time. Help us not to be fearful. Help us not just to create routines so that our lives can be orderly, but let us create routines that involve you more and more in our lives every day. Be with us. Help us be with you. Amen.